Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. We are on season 2, episode 7. It's not Gay Pride, but it was still a pretty good episode. I can hang.
Yeah, I actually really liked it.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. And I watched it recently, so it's like fresh in the mem,
it's hopefully. Fresh in your mind. Yeah.
God knows I'll still forget something. You guys can find us on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. You guys probably already listen to us on either like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, but now you can check us out on Amazon Music because we're new on there. Woohoo! Also, sorry, I usually have two screens, so now I'm flipping between Meredith and my notes. So
you can fix it. You can put me down.
I'll fix it. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Also, please, please, please download our episodes. It really helps us. We love doing this, and we want people to find our podcast because maybe they'll enjoy this too. And it helps if you download our episode and listen, but we'll give you half if you just download.
Yeah, we appreciate just the download.
Join our Facebook group. It is the same name as the podcast. We actually got someone new. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to find her. I forgot.
Did we really?
Yeah, oh my God, it was today. Or maybe it was yesterday. I was like on Facebook. I was like, oh my God, someone else joined. And this is our first new member in a really long time.
I know, since we're in like the off season.
Let me see if I can find her. Oh yeah, yeah, here she is. Okay, welcome Allie Warshaw. Woo! To our Facebook group. Yay. And follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. And join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/Vanderpasta. There are so many fun things on there. So background, in case you're like just listening, first time, season 2, episode 7, whatever. We are doing these spoiler-free. So Meredith and I have seen Vanderpump Rules. We know what happens.
Yes.
In case you're tagging along for the ride, we're not going to give you spoilers of what happens in season 8 or now. So we made this Patreon so we could talk about it because we obviously have a lot of thoughts all the time and sometimes we just can't filter them. So if you join our Patreon, which we don't expect you to, we know it's tough times, but if you want to get some extra fun in your life, this is the place.
Extra fun in your life.
Extra fun. So for $1 a month, you will get access to our pre-show, which is where Meredith and I just kind of catch up. You'll get to know us better. Sometimes today we talked about other shows that we watch, which is super fun.
Was a long one. We went in on some shows.
Other times we just talk about our lives and what's happening in it, which we also kind of did today, which felt nice.
Yeah.
And you will get access to any episodes that we record early. So like, for example, we are recording this episode and you will receive it in probably 6 weeks. But if you don't want to wait 6 weeks, you can join our Patreon because season 2 has been up for a while on there.
Yeah.
And then for $2 a month, you'll get everything I just mentioned. You'll also get access to our after show, which is where Meredith and I divulge into any spoilers. I do a fun book report on something that caught my eye in the episode. We talk about Vanderpump news. It's super fun, actually. And then we'll also say your name on the podcast. So, Jackie.
Our girl, Jackie.
Oh, we love Jackie. Honestly, Patreon's just us talking to Jackie all day. And like last time, Jackie asked us questions. So we always answer any of her questions. She sent us a quiz to take last time, which was super fun.
Ugh, I didn't do as well as I thought. I'm really sad.
Oh, sorry. Our last after show is probably our best.
Yeah.
We've done. And then for $5 a month, you'll get access to everything we just said. Along with that, like Jackie, because she does donate $5 a month, she gets to ask us these questions. I'll usually post in the Patreon. Yeah, I get Patreon and Patreon constantly mixed up. But I post in the Patreon and usually ask if there's any thoughts, questions. Jackie's also just started kind of commenting on our posts, like our after show or our pre-show, which is also great. And
it's fun.
Then will also pick a Patreon of the episode. And right now we have a
patron, it's our girl Jackie,
patron for eternity. It's Jackie. Hey, Jackie. And I think that's it. I think I got everything.
Yes.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Okay. So, Meredith, it's kind of early on a Sunday, so I'm assuming you're not mixing it up.
I am drinking some water, but I enjoy mixing it up. I mixed it up too much this weekend.
I am drinking a smoothie that I made. No alcohol, but it does have some bananas and blueberries and spinach, and I put some Yum. Peanut butter, some honey cinnamon peanut butter Whoa. That I get from work, and an acai packet. It's pretty good.
Mm, that's fun.
I have a smoothie for lunch every day, so I'm just keeping the tradition alive.
Interesting.
All right. Are you ready to get into this episode?
Hell yeah. Tell me what happened last time.
Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Sheena and Katie had some beef at Sheena's birthday party. Sheena got a job at the Divine Addiction, which did not make Stassi happy when Pandora told her. But Pandora was unhappy with Stassi's work because Stassi is kind of letting her Divine Addiction job fall to the backseat. Stassi then yelled at Sheena for getting a job at the Divine Addiction. Jax hooked up with a 21-year-old. Peter also got laid, but that's like less
Hell important. Hell yeah.
But, you know. Ariana is now working at Sir, and Kristen is constantly jealous. Kristen asked Ariana if she ever hooked up with Tom, and Ariana said no, but Kristen still doesn't believe her, so she starts a fight with Tom at the Gay Pride Parade celebration. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
It was fun. Gay Pride was so much fun.
Such a great episode. If you did not okay. listen, go back, because that was a 10 out of 10.
That was a great one. So now we are at Cocktail Wax, where Stassi and Katie are getting their whole vaginas and butts waxed, also known as a Brazilian. I don't know why.
I know.
They maybe because the world might not know what a Brazilian wax is. Well, it's that.
I guess
no
so.
Hair down there.
No hair down there.
This is Katie's first time. And they get to go in together, which this caught me by surprise because my place doesn't let anyone in with you.
Yeah, this whole concept seemed weird that you like get waxed and then have a cocktail. I don't think I'd want to stay and hang out.
No, man, I'm trying to get home and like lay down because it's a process.
So oh yeah.
They go in together. Stassi's gonna go first because she's had it done before and Katie mm-hmm. wants to see what she's in for. There's gonna be no landing strip. We're gonna get that shit off. Which yep. I get it, whatever. And Stassi, okay, so Stassi says she's had this done before, as have I. And I think Stassi's being kind of dramatic.
Well, I mean, Stassi's very dramatic.
I mean, it hurts, don't get me wrong, but not every time I'm not like, ow, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's what she was like. And I was like, you just kind of were like, ooh, you know, like it's a little.
And I feel like if your friend's never done it and she's standing in the yeah. room with you, I feel like you would hold your reaction in to make sure she goes through it, like yeah. with it.
I have to say, the first time is the worst. It's equal to what I imagine giving birth is like. And Katie says that, and I 100%. Because my legs were shaking, and I asked my lady the first time. I was like, does this happen? Are your legs supposed to shake? And she goes, I don't know. I've never had a Brazilian done, but my legs really shook when I did childbirth. And I was like, okay, so I'm like, basically giving so birth to a watermelon.
Normal? Yeah.
So bad. But now it's fine. And then Stassi gets her butt done, which –
Katie is like seeing a lot here, yeah, but Stassi's used to it. Stassi's used to being naked around all of her friends more than her boyfriend.
Free the nip, free the vag, free the butt.
It's funny because you can tell like Stassi's way more open and yeah. Katie is not. So when it's Katie's turn, nervy. Of course, oh Katie's like, God. Hold a towel up. I don't want you to watch me do this.
No. And Katie is not enjoying this. She does no. what I imagine because I've talked to the ladies. Because when you get it done, it helps to talk. They do the bikini first in case people like don't want to go through with it. So it's like
that's not smart. Weird.
And it sounds like this lady did half of her vag and Katie was like, just leave the other
it
half.
It sounds like she did the,
like
the bikini the line and then did one
like
side.
Half. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm done.
You could just leave the other half. And I was like, no, Katie, at
no,
this point,
you got to finish. You got to make it even. Oh, you don't have to finish, but you have to make it even.
Because then even if you go home and shave, one half is still going to be like, it's going to be off for a while.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's so weird. And then they're like, do you want your butt done? Which is the easiest part of the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. That like hurt. Doesn't hurt at all.
I bet your like body's is just stinging that you can't even feel pain anymore.
Well, think about it. If you fall on your like vagina versus if you fall on your butt, it feels like your butt doesn't hurt. I'm going to tell everyone that now. It doesn't feel like anything, like whatever. And Katie's
Kitty
like,
made a mistake
no.
here.
I was like, this poor girl should have just gotten her butt done and then the other half.
Oh God. Okay.
Whatever. Whatever. I judge. But afterward, they do get drinks, which like maybe helps. Whatever.
I feel like you'd want to drink beforehand.
They were like, cocktail? We actually fucked this up. And we find out that Jax texted Stassi that he's not ready to date and Stassi still has his heart, and Stassi's just so annoyed because Jax thinks she's gonna come back after he just banged a 21-year-old. Ew.
Which I get it. He's sending mixed messages. He obviously is still obsessed with Stassi, but she says he wants to get a reaction out of her, mm-hmm. which he's getting, but she's also not going to go running back, which good for her.
Yeah. And she thinks he's a sex addict.
Oh, I agree.
He is 100%. Also, there's a little mention that Tom Schwartz is going to love Katie now, which all I thought was just half. He's going to half love her, but whatever. So now we're going to go to Sir. Okay. I have a question that has, it kind of has to do with the episode, but I'm like really wondering. So we see them, like, when we go to Sir, they all, like, are walking up doing their waitressing duties. Who do you think would be the best waitress? Not the one you'd want, like, whatever, but who genuinely, you don't know these people, they're not famous to you, one of them's going to wait on you, who is the best one?
I actually feel like Stassi is the best one. I feel like she has a great personality and, like...
Oh, all but I thought about-
doesn't want to sit and chit chat. Like Sheena, I feel like would chit chat too much, like being like, "Okay, can you leave?" Where Stassi
Sheena,
would like
Sheena
have the
Kristen
personality,
are getting the best tips. Remember the first episode? I was gonna say Sheena. I think Sheena would be a great
I don't think
waitress.
Kristen would be bad by any means.
I don't think she'd be bad, but I think if she fucked up, there'd be like she'd be like, "Fuck," you know, like, and you'd be like, "Oh shit, sorry."
Yeah,
I think Sheena would make a great waitress. Also, Kristen, though, if she fucked up, she might offer you free shots.
That's true. Kristen just seems laid back, where she's just like, go with the flow, so it would be pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. I just had to ask. I was wondering. Yeah. So, at Sir, Sheena is approached by Stassi. Or Sheena approaches Stassi, sorry, and tells her about her first article being in the Divine Addiction.
Stassi's face is like, great.
Yeah, Stassi does not care.
But she wants to write some mean comments on the article.
Yeah, yeah. And Sheena actually asked Stassi to grab a drink the next day to look over her article and make sure it's okay, because Stassi's a great writer and Pandora really likes her writing style. So
I think this is a genius move by Sheena. Like, you're basically complimenting Stassi. Like, this is a great way to break the ice and, like, move past the birthday drama. And hopefully,
yeah,
like, move forward, and you're giving her such a compliment, which is what Stassi wants.
Yeah, 100%. I think this is great. I think it shows she wants to move on, and she genuinely wants Stassi's help, which Stassi loves to give her opinion, so.
Oh, yeah.
And then we, you know, everyone's kind of working again. We find out Danny made 612 tips.
Ooh.
So she might be a good waitress. And Lisa comes by to talk to Peter. It was a hectic night, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's closing. Everyone else is doing napkins. So
love
that's exciting
it.
For everyone else. And Peter, before Lisa leaves, Peter has a question for Lisa. And Lisa stops him right there and
so
goes,
this is so weird.
Are you asking me for a date after all this time? I'm married, Peter. And Peter's like, haha, no. So.
I know. Will you just come to my birthday party?
Asking Lisa to come to his 30th.
I
oh
love
my God.
It.
Peter's 30, flirty, and thriving.
And I love how Lisa's like, I probably only invite me, so I'll pay the bill.
Yeah. Which
she takes as a compliment. She's a hardworking woman. She's got money.
I think Peter, though, like, genuinely just wants her there. Like, I think he just, yeah. He's like, we have, like, a weird friendship, and, like, obviously the servers are going to be there. You know, they're more Lisa's, like, kids. But I think her and Peter are friends. Remember they did the wine tasting?
Well, I think, like,
manager.
They do have a different relationship outside of the rest of the staff. There are a lot of people Lisa is very close with and would go to their birthdays.
I just feel bad because Lisa's like, oh, all those kids. You kids don't want me at your party. And Peter's like, okay. But she bought Sheena a $300 dress and threw a party for her.
And hosted a lunch. Like, yeah.
Yeah, Peter's like, I just want you to come over. And like,
I feel like Lisa is always willing to play the game of like, I'll come for a drink.
Ugh, I wish she had been like, oh my God, Peter, thanks for asking me. I love you.
Did you ever go to bars with like your professors, especially once you were actually 21?
No.
Ours would sometimes like our capstone projects. And like, I was a TA. So like, I would go to dinner with like the professor I worked for with like one of the other TAs. And it was like so funny. They like love the attention when they go out.
Oh.
It's like they do it one time like with the class and it's like, I'm going. Like, I had a few friends who like, a professor bought like a keg for the class.
Oh my God. I gotta go to youth school.
I feel like you just like want to drop in and be like, I'm cool. And then like, you're like, I'm out. Like,
I got the money, baby. Yeah. Y'all are broke. That's funny. But so Lisa's, you know, she's going to think about it. And as she's walking out, she quickly looks at Jax and says, I'm watching you. Just walks away like a cute little princess. And then Stassi walks up to Jax and he goes, what's the problem? I don't understand.
This was so weird. The way he like walked into this conversation, like, are we good? Like, what's going on?
Stassi literally walks up like, can I just get a glass of water? And Jax is like, what's our problem, man? I thought we were in a good place. Like, you told me to date other people. And Stassi's like, yeah, but don't brag about it in front of me.
I'm happy you've moved on, but when I'm in a martini glass, please don't scream about your 21-year-old you banged.
Right next to me. And she goes, that's so rude. You're a bad person. and Jax is, you know, I didn't brag. Why are you attacking me? I'm the victim. Oh my God.
I was like, this isn't attacking you. You asked for this conversation. She's not attacking you.
Oh, why are you answering my question? Damn. And Stassi's then Stassi attacks him because now she's sick of it.
Yes.
Calls him a psychopath, a pathological liar. Oh my God, I'm so bright.
Words tough.
Stop texting her, stop calling her, or she'll literally quit her job to get away from him.
I feel like this would be a like giant red flags to Jackson being like, oh, I am being a little crazy.
But instead he's like, are these mixed signals? Is she yelling at me because I moved on? And it's like, no.
It's like, no. It's that you won't stop calling her while saying you're moving on. Like,
constantly call her, constantly text her. Do move on for a night, but then brag about it in front of her and probably text her the next morning.
Yeah.
Stop. Yep. Just block her number. Don't do it.
And I love whenever he's like, you're just so mean. Like when he gets sad about it, he's like, you're so mean. I'm like,
don't start a conversation about it.
Don't do shit to make her mad. Like, how are you shocked that she's mad right now?
Oh my God. So they both start yelling about how they don't care about each other anymore. Obviously they do. And Stassi looks at him and is like, I don't like you. Get it? And Jax responds with, after everything I've done? And Sassy's like, yes, exactly.
After everything you've done, yes.
Thanks for not even hanging my photo that I asked you to hang, but also for cheating on me after everything
you've done. Thanks for cheating on me, for turning all my friends against me, for dating a girl that was my friend.
Even before that, for moving into my apartment and not paying for any bills. Thank you so much. I got you a job. You're welcome. Like, the worst. And, Jax is absolutely hilarious. He's so hurt that Stassi called him a bad person.
Yep.
She says that he hurts people, and he's like, who do I hurt? And she's like, oh my God.
Me.
It's me. It's me, everyone.
I love it. She says that like, because he kept saying, like, you're just saying such mean things. You're hurt. You're so hurtful with your words. And she's like, I'm hurtful with my words, where you're hurtful with your actions. And there's a big difference.
Boom. Bitch. So Stassi, like, leaves him all hurt and, like, you know, sad. She goes to the group of people. It's like Katie, Peter's there, probably Danny somewhere. And locks up and is like, everyone hates Jax. Sorry. Like, he's the worst. And Katie's like, yeah, because he makes his sexcapades, like, public knowledge. Yeah, just shut. Yeah. All he has to do is shut the fuck up for, like, 2 minutes.
And Stassi is over it. She can't even cry about it.
Yeah, that's her whole point. It's like, I don't care, but I don't want to hear about it. Who wants to hear about their ex's, like, next thing they're doing, you know? Yeah,
like, so publicly. I get it if it came through, like, the what's it called? God, when, like, playing telephone. Like, I get if, like, through the gossip she hears about it, but he's literally, like, telling her.
He, like, does that thing where you, like, turn around and see your ex, so you, like, slowly move towards them and then turn to your friend and go, yeah, I banged someone last night. Oh, my God, is my ex hearing me? And it's like, just shut up.
It's like, obviously, you're talking so loud right next to me.
You're so dumb. So Jax is, like, so mad now. He's so hurt. He walks out and calls Stassi a fucking bitch. And Stassi's like, I literally don't care. Sorry.
I love when she goes, you can go now. I love when she dismisses people because they listen and he stomps off. He goes out the back door.
He just walks out. Stassi's so hurtful with her words. It's so sad. So
mean.
It's so funny to see how little Stassi cares. And Jax walks out going, whatever, Stassi wins. You win, whatever. The whole time Peter is just like,
the fuck is this? Peter's like counting money, like, I just want to get the fuck out of here.
I wish Lisa gave me a ride home. This is ridiculous. And then we get the dramatic walk off. Will Jax finally give up? We watch him walk to his car.
Yeah, with the, like, shaky camera angle over the fence.
Yeah, like, through the bushes.
They, like, couldn't follow him quick enough.
It was awesome. So now we go to another dysfunctional couple, Tom and Kristen. We love it.
Yes.
They're going on a date, which, like, maybe they're trying to get their function back, you know. They're going to Korean barbecue. Tom's going to prove that this relationship is important because Kristen's still freaking out about these rumors, and she shouldn't be.
Yep. She doesn't know if they're true.
Yeah.
But Tom is putting in the effort, which she likes to see. And I appreciate it. Like, a date night, this seems like a great, great move.
And Kristen even asked Tom if this Korean barbecue place has vegetarian options because she is vegetarian. And he's like, that's the first thing I asked. They have so many veggies you can grill. And she's like, oh, my God, he cares.
Yes.
He fucking cares about me. Yes. They both look great walking out, by the way. Kristen looks less disheveled than she's ever looked in her life, I'm sure. And they have a sign on their door that says, don't answer the door naked. So
I love that. I love when they left and the door closes. I was like, oh my God.
Just a fun reminder.
Yeah. Which, you never want to forget that.
I don't know who needs to be reminded of that. Even in, like, my parents' house. You know, like, it's like, just don't. Of course, like, it's on every
door. Yeah.
Oh, so funny. So now we're at Jax's apartment. Tom Schwartz is here. The Backstreet Boys called. They want their jacket back. Boom.
That setup Jax did was so good because I was like, oh, who is calling? I, like, thought somebody was calling him. No, whenever he was like, oh, wait, hold on. Somebody's calling me. And then he just picks up a fake phone. He's like, oh, the Backstreet Boys called. I was like, you crushed that. I love when people can nail a joke.
That was last time we were in Jax's apartment. We got the let's make, like, a baby and head out. And I was like, and it took me a whole second. And this was the same thing where I, like, stopped, like, and I was like, oh, that was a good one.
I was like, nice.
Funny in Jax's apartment. They get funny.
I like it. Oh, hell yeah. But Jax is preparing for a date too. Man, dates all around for everyone.
Yeah. He's getting some single fun. Tom asks if Jax and Stassi are good. And Jax says that they're fine and it will pass. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I know. He's like, we're good. There's a lot of back and forth, but, like, we're over it. We're great.
It will pass.
I'm going to go have fun. I'm going to date everyone and anyone. Like,
yeah.
here we go.
Tom gave him some condoms because they were too small for Tom. So he thought Jax could use them. Such a nice guy. So nice.
So generous sharing his little condoms.
He's going on a date with this girl he met at Sir.
Yes.
Tom's here to help him get ready, which is what the other Tom did last time Jax had a date. So Jax loves to be hyped up right before.
Oh, yeah. He loves to put on some cologne everywhere.
On his ball sack.
He's ready to be balls deep. I was like, I love it. I love that he, like, is ready to move on, but it's also at the same time, like, he's doing this vindictively, which he's just angry dating. He's, like, revenge dating. I think that's what Lisa called it.
And you know that he wants the Toms here every time so that the Toms can tell Kristen and Katie
who will tell Stassi. Hell yes.
Well, let's go to date number one, which is Tom and Kristen out for Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
This is a fancy place.
Yeah. They're doing something different.
I don't think they eat out a lot. Like, that was the vibe I got, which makes sense if you're, like, you know, struggling artists.
Yeah, I would think you eat a lot probably at, like, Lisa's restaurants because you probably get a discount. So you're probably eating the same things.
Yeah.
So, like, go outside of your bubble. This seems like a new place to them. It's really cute. There's, like, the little grill and, like, it's like an experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're both excited.
Yeah, it's that cool place where they cook your meat right in front of you. We start the night by doing shots, so it can only go up from here.
Yep.
Said no one ever. Tom is still in the doghouse. Kristen's okay with it, but, you know, he's trying to make his way out. And so they're looking at the menu, and Kristen discovers there aren't very many vegetarian options. So she asks the waiter, and he says that the spicy cabbage stew is vegetarian. And Tom looks at her and is like, oh, that would be good. And Kristen's like, are you fucking serious?
I hate spicy things. And I hate cabbage.
No, she hates stew.
Oh, that's it. You're right. Hate spicy, hate stew. It's like, ooh. Yeah. But I was thinking about it because when Tom said that they do have a lot of vegetables, I didn't understand why she couldn't grill vegetables.
I think what freaks her out the most is that her veggies would be hitting the same grill that grilled the meat.
Oh,
that's what I got from it. Or like having friends who are vegan and stuff, or even like gluten-free, like you have to separate it. There's just a lot of like freakish touching. Also, if we're going out to eat, does Kristen really want to eat a grilled pepper? Come on.
Yeah. And I guess because she is vegetarian, like she doesn't really want to watch Tom's meat get grilled and then him like chow down.
Oh my God. Her face when the meat is being grilled.
Disgusted.
She could have thrown up right there on the table. Like,
I was like, it's not that bad. I was like, this looks amazing. I want to go here.
We're meat eaters. We would take down more steak than fucking Tom would.
I loved how he kept being like, God, this is just amazing. Oh, he was just like talking and hyping himself up about
Can
the
I
meal by the end of it.
With me?
Can I get this to go?
Poking her like, mushroom. Throwing up. So to change the subject, Tom brings up Jax and Stassi because that's the only couple doing worse than them at this point.
I know. I think it's like a defense mechanism of like, shit, she hates me right now. Let's talk about somebody who we hate more. Jax.
Yeah. Kristen says that Jax needs to stop stalking Stassi. And Tom doesn't understand why Jax gets a tattoo of Stassi's name and then is just like, fuck it, and ruins the whole relationship. And Kristen's like, seems like a lot of boys do that, huh?
Seems like a lot of boys don't care about the loyal ones at home. And it's like, Tom's like, seriously?
He goes back to eating his meat.
He just stops talking and is chowing down on his meat. Giving generic phrases like, so good.
Kristen, isn't this amazing? Tom, though, he does love being Kristen's boyfriend, but part of the job description is doing constant damage control. But it's also like, if you didn't cheat, you wouldn't have to do this damage control. So
true, but it sucks that it seems like every conversation they have, whenever they like move on to another topic, it comes back to Tom's cheating. It always comes back, like every conversation they have comes back to his cheating.
It comes back to the cheating, but then also like, Kristen, get the fuck out of this relationship. Or like, Tom, yes. don't complain that we're going to talk about your cheating constantly. Like both of them are just fucking wrong at this point.
Yes.
Both of them.
This isn't working.
But this was the best date I've seen in quarantine. It was amazing. I loved it.
This date. Yeah.
10 out of 10. Just, I wish that like someone would just post a video of Tom eating this meat and Kristen just disgustingly staring at his ass. Just like,
that's a good like gif or meme.
This is how I would look if some dude like licked his fingers and then touched my plate of food. Like, this is the equivalent. Kristen's face was that of like,
that's
ew, I hate
so
it.
True.
And that has happened so to me. True. So that's why I know how badly I'd hate it. Shout out to that dude from Hinge.
Well, let's go to our second date.
Ooh, this one went way better, everyone.
Oh,
just
yes.
a warning.
It was less enjoyable to physically watch. There was less excitement, in my opinion, but like the overall date went a lot better.
So this is a really nice restaurant. It's a beso, which means kiss in Spanish. And the girl's name is Paige.
Yes.
No offense to Paige, but Stassi is a lot prettier. I'm sorry.
This girl looks
young. She does. Yes. Like, she just moved to LA. You know, she doesn't have the LA look yet.
No. Nope.
Still maybe
she
like
seems
20.
Nice. They both confirmed that they're nervous and they haven't been on a date in a while, which I think this was really cute.
Exactly. So at first she's like, should we do tequila shots? Ha ha ha. But instead she gets a watermelon cooler. Thank God. Let's like take it easy, Paige. Come on. Jax is trying to be a little slutty. So, you know,
they're
doing their small talk and Jax kind of got game.
This is working. Like this.
Yeah. You know how you go out with a dude and the small talk, sometimes you're like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah.
Jax can do small talk.
Yes.
We've seen him at a bar and he's performed, and now we've seen him on a date.
Yeah.
And he's also performing.
He's good at like making it like flirty without being creepy or like, you're not just like talking about the weather or your job. It's just like, it flows naturally.
Yeah. Like he very naturally is like, you look really nice tonight. Like, tell me about yourself, blah, blah, blah. Yep. Opposed to like, girl, you look hot. Like, let's pause, sir. And he doesn't over compliment.
No, yeah. It seems very genuine, his compliments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this girl, she makes it clear that she's not settling down anytime soon. She's basically down to fuck.
Yep. She is 100%. Stress-free and drama-free.
Yeah.
Which Jax, I'm sure, is like, hard eyes. Like, this is exactly what I want.
This is it. She's not going to bug him for a relationship. She's not going to go crazy. No. She's just trying to get laid and go home. So they go to the bar, and they're talking after dinner. And he's like, what should we, you know, they do like a mini kiss. And he's like, what? Jax is like, what should we do? And she's like, I don't know. Up to you. I'm fine with whatever. And he's like, just want to go back to my place and watch a movie.
$10.
They didn't watch any
movie. And in her eyes, she's
movie.
Like, I know what that means. Yeah, let's go.
They did not watch a movie.
I'm sure there's a movie on in the background just to say they watched a movie.
Don't even know what it was.
Just puts on the first thing.
Good for Paige. Live your life, girl.
Loved this. It seems like they're both on the same page, so like I'm happy for them.
And it was very open. Like Jax, the only issue I'd probably have with him, you know, because he's got great game, he looks nice, he takes you to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
The only thing would be that if this girl was like, I'm looking for a boyfriend, Jax would like let her believe he's looking for a relationship.
Yeah, for the night. He would like take her home still, do everything he did, but then just like ghost her.
So I'm happy this worked out and they were
for our girl
compatible for this night. But the next day, Jax is at Sir. He's so hungover. He tells Chris, the bartender, that he slept somewhere he didn't want to sleep. But I thought this girl was going over to his place. So I don't
know. I think this is way later. I think
this is a different day.
A few days later, because Jax says he's been with 7 girls in the last 2 weeks.
Chris does not know what to do.
He's like,
okay.
That's
congratulations. I also work with Stassi, so please don't bring me into this.
Yeah, he's like, can somebody else step in for this conversation? I don't want to be in it.
Yeah. But
Jax,
poor Chris. Jax likes sex and women. Duh, Chris, just fucking deal with it,
Come
okay?
Come on. It's obvious.
So Lisa's here. She just takes one look at Jax and she's like, the fuck's wrong with you, bro? You look bad.
You don't look so hot. And he's like, what do you mean? And he's like, trying to like gather himself, but he just looks
look at my
sweaty.
Eyebrows.
Yeah.
My eyebrows.
She's like, your eyebrows look great though. And he's like, I know, right?
He got him waxed. And Lisa's like, okay, let's talk about the fight that happened in my restaurant, even after close.
Yes.
Because this is the one with Stassi. And he says, Stassi tells him to move on and then not to move on. And Lisa's like, yeah, no. Because you move on and then tell her about
yeah.
it.
She's like, it's not about the moving on. You are throwing it in her face. And Jax goes, yeah, but she likes it.
What'd you call it? Revenge dating? He's yes. revenge dating.
Yep.
The women love and hate. They love
I get it,
and
but
hate
you just
Jax.
Gotta own it. You gotta know what you're doing. Like mm-hmm. Jax should have looked at Lisa and said, like, I know it's hard not to like want to rile her up. Like that's what he should be saying. But he's like, she's mad because I moved on. And it's like, no, she's not.
Okay. Also, so I'm drinking my smoothie out of a straw. And I thought of like I've been taking Kristen. It like nicely. But I think of Kristen just
Alicia trying it. To follow the straw around.
I should post a video on the Patreon just
with her like tongue trying to corral it.
I hate her, Chris. Kristen, drink a straw the correct way. Anyway.
Grab your straw. Anyways, back to the dysfunctional.
Lisa
life.
Might be going to Peter's birthday.
Yeah.
Hooray. Jax, though, might not be because Stassi's just gonna be there and like, you know, drama and he doesn't want to do that to Peter. And
yep.
Lisa's like, then don't fucking cause drama. Peter is your friend. You should
you
go
can
to
do something
birthday.
For one night and not yell at her. Like, be an adult.
Put aside 2 hours and go support your friend.
Yes.
Exact word.
I agree.
Yeah, 100%.
But we all know he can't do that. So I kind of don't mind that he's, like, trying to be the bigger person and not go.
Honestly, just don't go. But also, you should take Peter out a different night. And it,
yes.
you should pay for all his drinks. That's yes. how that should go. And then Jax lets Lisa know that he's thinking about going to therapy. And Lisa's Wait, like, are you going to do it? Why are
yeah.
you lying? What's happening?
He said he loved it last year, but he wasn't honest last time. And he really wants to be honest now. I was like, I'm glad you can like identify that.
Yeah. And Lisa's basically like, is this real? Are you going to go tell the truth and like work at it? And Jax says like, yeah. And she's like, okay, great. Call me when it happens. Bye.
She like is slightly interested, but not. She, I don't think she's putting any weight
into this.
She doesn't
care enough.
No.
It's one of those, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Did you hear that motorcycle?
No.
Or that car? I swear to God, people like race down my street.
People like, do fun. It on my street.
Which
at,
is
like,
a busy street.
At like 2 a.m, people do it. I don't have a busy street. It's so dumb. I hate loud cars.
Stop drag racing. So now we go out to drinks with Stassi and Sheena. They're doing spicy skinny marks. So skinny
love
marks.
This.
With
I love when
jalapenos.
People order the same drinks when you sit same. Down. I think it's so funny.
Awesome. Sheena is hoping to put everything aside, work together, and maybe be friends again.
Mm-hmm.
So she reads Stassi her intro, and Stassi says it's good. She's impressed. She doesn't need any help.
Yeah, I think this is set up pretty well. I like the idea that like she gives a few points, put some videos in there, like linking products. Like it seems like she has all of her bases covered.
The best part is Stassi says that they have similar writing styles.
That's
the biggest compliment she could
give. And that you look thin. Like these are
right,
the these Stassi. Are the ones Stassi like holds in a box that's like locked with the key. The two compliments. You're thin and your writing is similar to mine.
I would get neither of those compliments from Stassi, so shout out.
I don't think I would either.
If she could see the way I write these notes, I'm mad. I'm so mad. So Sheena then, Sheena kind of fucks this up. She tells Stassi that she let Lisa know that her and Stassi have worked things out. And Stassi's like, oh my God, that's the problem. Stop telling Lisa stuff.
Yes, yes. Like this is,
I get it.
It's this action. It's not like what you're always saying. It's the fact that you feel the need to run to Lisa about anything with us.
Yeah. And Sheena's like, I was trying to like fix things for you and Lisa. And Stassi's like, let me do it. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like, I'm happy. Bad. I'm happy you're trying to fix it with Lisa, like make sure Lisa has a better impression and knows now what's happening. But this is the cause of the problem too. You need mm-hmm. to stop telling everything. Like Lisa's you are the reason Lisa hates me because you keep telling her everything.
Yeah. And then Stassi in her interview says that she thinks Sheena is like trying to sabotage this relationship. And I think Stassi's giving Sheena too much credit. I don't think Sheena knows
what she's doing. Yeah.
She's not as conniving. It doesn't even register for her.
No, she's just close with Lisa now. So it's like, she wants to be buddy buddy with her and tell her everything.
So, and then she's probably like, oh, well, Stassi will like me better if I tell Lisa that Stassi and I are cool. And it's like, no, oh my God. But Stassi's going to move on because she wants the drama to be done. So we cheers to no more drama.
Yep.
And Stassi thinks it'll just be easier to let everyone think that they're friends and have her bosses not mad at her.
I agree. And that's why she went to the dinner and she invited Sheena to her birthday in Cabo.
So we're going to Cabo soon.
And I feel like Stassi is just placating Sheena. I don't think she hates her by any means, but I think she has like Sheena's personality or little things like bother Stassi, but she just swallows her thoughts and opinions because she doesn't want her bosses mad. And now it's like, okay, you can come to these things, but like, we're not besties. Like, I'm just inviting you to be nice.
She's like cool with being cool with Sheena. You know, like she's okay with the idea of being having friendly. Sheena around.
They're like friendly, but not friends.
Yeah. But Sheena thinks that they're besties. So we're just going to leave it.
That's the problem.
But now it's time for the best part of the episode. Peter's 30th birthday. We're going to let loose. We're going to have fun.
We're going to dance
shirtless. We are going to sweat a lot. It's going to be great.
We're having a night. Let's drink all the alcohol.
I love that Stassi and Peter dated and how I said this last episode. There was so little sexual tension.
Hugged, I was like, oh man, I wonder what it was like I wonder if they were like together when it was either of their birthdays. Like, what would that have looked like?
Like watching them hug, I was like, this is a brother and sister to me. Like, dude. There's nothing there. Jax isn't here, which is sad because Peter doesn't have his wingman, you know? He's like, Jax. He's like trying to get laid, and you know, Jax is the only other single one. So, like, him and Jax usually do this thing.
But don't worry, Schwartz is going to be there for him.
Thank God.
If you would have one wing. Man or woman of the cast, who would you want?
Okay, my first thought is like maybe Sheena, because I feel like Sheena would put all her effort into it, but also that could scare someone away.
I feel like the attention would be on her though.
Like she would try to help you, but I don't think she would. Yeah, she would like fully, really, really try wholeheartedly. If I'm Peter, I would want. Stassi actually might help. Stassi would actually be like,
Stassi could be good. I think Sandoval would be a really good
wingman.
He would talk you up.
He'd be like, yo, my friend Peter's not only hot.
Do you see that guy over
there? Talented. He's the best. Just stop touching me. Go touch Peter, man.
You should go say hi to him. He's so nice.
So nice. So Christina Kelly orders a round of shots. We're getting drunk. Oh, yeah. Everyone's getting drunk. Stassi feels kind of weird because she's like friends-ish with Sheena. She says friends, but
she's on better terms with Sheena, but Katie are not.
Yeah. So sorry, Sheena. Loyalty.
Sorry. And her, loyalty is with Chris and Katie, which I get that.
Yeah, I do too. So you know how Jax isn't here? We don't need him because Ken and Lisa show up. No one else is needed. Peter is so happy. His face is just pure excitement to see Lisa and Ken, and Lisa buys everyone around us drinks, and we get bottle girls for Peter's birthday with those light up sparklers.
Lisa says like Peter is special to her, and so she's gonna make the effort and come to his birthday. He's not like the other people on her staff. He's important, so she's coming.
And you know what? out of all the wig men or women, Lisa's the best. She walks straight up to Danny and she's like, it's Peter's birthday. Do something. Danny's like, what should I do? And so Danny is like, she like figures out, she grabs Peter and pushes him down in the chair. But then Sheena cuts.
Well, it's weird because like Sheena overhears, you can see her looking at Lisa and Danny talking.
I'm assuming Danny is single. Like, let's start that. I'm assuming Danny's single. So Lisa goes up to Danny and is like, hey, go fucking do something.
Like, where Sheena's like, oh, something needs to happen. I can do it.
Yeah, but so Danny like pushes Peter down, but then Sheena appears and she starts giving Peter a lap dance, which whatever. And Katie's face in the background is
appalled.
Like,
she is appalled.
But Peter gets shirtless. He's kind of digging it. You know?
Peter like, loves whatever. It. I didn't mind the background. It. I thought it was classic Sheena, though. Like, I would have, like, laughed at her being like, oh, obviously Sheena's going to be the one to give him a lap dance.
And, like, Sheena's boyfriend's in the background, like, cheering her on, you know? Like, no one cares. This is
I don't care that, like, she's in a relationship. I just think it's such a Sheena move because she wants to be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm. And Sheena, like, as a joke, like, pushes Katie. She's like, it's your turn.
Yeah.
And Katie's like, what the fuck? No. Yeah. I'm practically engaged. And Sheena's like, it's just fun. Like, it's not.
It's a friendly lap dance.
I'm also practically engaged. So I don't know what we're doing.
It's not that serious.
And why isn't Tina giving Peter a lap dance? We all know she's a better dancer than everyone. I'm pissed. Where's Ariana giving the lap dance?
That would have been good. Okay. But the best part is Schwartz doesn't even care. Like, Katie says something and he's like,
God.
He's like, do it. Do it for Peter.
So funny. Katie literally is like, I would never disrespect you that much, Tom. And Tom's like, I literally don't care. And he starts laughing.
Actually, I'm more mad that you're not doing it.
He goes to give Peter a lap dance.
He's like, sorry about Katie. I'll do it instead.
Yeah. Shay doesn't care. He's literally, after Sheena's done, you see Shay like fist pumping with Peter. Like, there's no bad blood. Lisa and Ken decide to leave because they just, like, you know, bought the drinks, head out. Jeremy's there. You know, it's just fun. So let's talk about this really quick because I have a lot of opinions. Katie's mad at Sheena. She's appalled, right?
Yes.
Here's my thing. I have a good amount of guy friends. I don't know if I'd give them lap dances, but if I was Sheena, I would give them lap dances. I'm just not personally like that.
Yeah, that's not personally my behavior, but...
Yeah, but I would. Like, it'd be funny if we were all drunk and it just, like, happened. Fuck yeah, I'd, like, fuck around a little bit.
Yeah.
Even if I had a boyfriend, I'd probably just, like, do it. But if my boyfriend's Shay and he doesn't care,
and he's
why does anyone else have the right to care?
You know? I don't think it's truly about the relationship. I think Katie despises Sheena, and I don't think she likes that Sheena wants to be the center of the attention. So when she is, they just attack.
But then that sucks because Katie's wrong. She's like wrong in this whole argument.
But think about the birthday. Like, they were just like screaming at her, and like, and then it's like Shay's fault. Like, at the birthday party, they were all screaming at her, and like,
Sheena,
they hate her.
Fucked that up, coming outside in her tutu going, what you doing?
Yeah, but Sheena wants to be the center of the attention, and they don't like that. They roll their eyes, and they want to, like, they want to know they're better than her. They always want to be better than her, so they are going to look down upon her no matter what she does.
They're those girls that are, like, at a party, and they want everyone to pay attention to them without them doing anything.
Yes.
Sheena's at a party and she's like, I'll get the party started. I'll do the shots. I'll start dancing. Like,
I want the attention, but I'm going to work for it.
Yes. And so, Katie just makes me so mad in this episode.
Yeah. So they go outside and the girls are talking, are like sitting at a table outside talking about
Stassi, Kristen, Katie, and Christina Kelly.
Christina Kelly, yeah.
And it's like this weird outside table.
And Sheena tells us in her interview that when Katie drinks, she becomes a mean person. So it comes out.
Yeah. And what makes things worse is they order more shots, which Christina Kelly is like very against.
Yes. They keep going.
And they're outside. And I love this because they clearly like remove themselves from the party. And then they're like, oh, like, where's Peter? It's his birthday. And he's like dancing shirtless. And it's like, why do you fucking leave him? He's fucking thriving inside. Whatever. So Katie does then tell the girls, Sheena's slutting it up. And Kristen's like, ew, she has a boyfriend. That's so gross.
And she's like practically engaged. I can't believe
she's lighting her cig. Yeah. They all got their cigs gossiping. They're such 50s gals.
I would prefer them to just be like, ugh, I can't believe she gave him a lap dance. Like, just doing their bitchy talk without it getting mean. But as soon as Sheena sits down, they just like make it so personal.
It's also like, if they could have just said like, she's always the center of attention. We hate that. She always like has to like be slutty. But they keep using this boyfriend argument, which is like,
it's dumb because he doesn't care. That's
where you're going wrong.
And then, so Sheena sits down and Kristen asks why she like is sitting there, because she isn't even friends with anyone. And Sheena's like, oh, we're not friends, Kristen. And I was like, oh, honey, Sassy. Come on. We all know. No, but she says it first to Kristen. She's like, oh, we're not friends. And then she's like, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm friends here with Stassi. And Stassi just silence.
Oh, I know. It's bad. And Stassi's just sitting there smoking her cig. It should be noted that when they were gossiping without Sheena, Stassi and Christina Kelly did not say anything.
No.
They were very silent.
I was kind of shocked. Anything. Kristen was like so enraged too. Involved. I get why Katie like was the one who started it, so she was just raging on about it, and I get that. But Kristen got very involved for not like actually being mad about this. Like the first part of it had nothing to do with them.
Sheena was trying to very much like, Katie's originally the one that goes in on her, you're grinding on Peter, you have a boyfriend, and Sheena's like, I'm secure in my relationship. They call her out. Stassi's still not involved. Kristen and Katie start yelling. You think Stassi's your friend? Oh my God. Pick a side. Like, and Stassi's just sitting there like, all right, here's Stassi thoughts. Sheena's right. Right? She doesn't necessarily like enjoy Sheena, but
yes.
Katie's really mean and she's super drunk and she's not exactly correct right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just, because of that, we're just going to be quiet, because if Stassi
she said like I can't change her mind ass. She said like I can't change Katie's mind, so I'm not, it's better if I just don't speak up, it'll make it worse, like then she'll start being mean to me. I just am gonna shut up, sit here, not be a part of it, but not, I can't really stop it anyway. So she should have said like, we are friends. Yes, well yes. Stassi should have, I think, said something like, whenever Sheena was like, I thought me and Stassi are friends, she should have been like, yes, we are.
We are. Yes.
And but I stayed silent the rest.
I'd rather not get involved. And Christina Kelly is literally like, I think she's too drunk to handle this. So she's just like half asleep. Like... Okay, so Kristen starts yelling at her that they all used to be friends and Sheena fucked it up so badly. And what Kristen's referring to is when Sheena was friends with Stassi and they weren't. So they think that Sheena poisoned their relationship with Stassi, which is false, because if they had just like not believed Jack, everything would have been fine.
Yeah.
And Sheena's just like, you're mad because I was a good friend when you weren't. And Kristen
sets Kristen off.
Say that she's single white femaling Stassi. And Sheena's desperate. Katie calls Kristen pathetic. Oh my God. And she gets it. She gets it that she's not friends with them, but she wishes Stassi had like said anything to make them stop.
Yes. It was funny to watch, but they got so mean. Like really the single white femaling comment. I'm like, this is sad.
Stassi could have, I think, gotten away with just like looking at Katie and Kristen being like, hey, let's not do this. Like, it's Peter's birthday, let's stop. You know,
like we've been drinking a lot, let's not do this. Yeah.
Like, it's not worth it to do this here.
I think she should have worked harder to say, like, let's separate.
Yeah, not to pick a side, but to just, like, de-escalate the situation.
Yeah.
So now Peter walks out.
I'm shocked at how angry Kristen is at this point. Like, Kristen is the mouthpiece of this part of the fight.
Katie's drunk, so she's just like over here. She's but Kristen's like, the one going
almost incoherent.
We don't know what Katie's saying. We just whatever. But Kristen's the one that sees She's got her SIG.
She's got the Asian. Daggers. Yeah.
She's ready.
She's like, you're a single white female, like,
pathetic and desperate. And Shinna's like, the fuck?
She's like, can we just not?
Peter now walks out with water. I don't know who gave him water. We should be in there buying Peter shots. This is so stupid, you guys. Stop arguing. This is about Peter.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
We're here for a good night.
We're pulling Peter into the drama now. He's like, can everyone fucking stop? Like, I don't understand what this is about. And so they start telling him. And in Peter's interview, he's like, it's my birthday. Every one of those girls should be giving me a lap dance.
Yeah. That's
it's
what I want.
It's not a big deal.
Back off.
We're all friends.
Yeah.
If Stassi and Peter can work it out, I don't know why Katie and Kristen can't give Peter a lap dance. The Toms aren't going to be butthurt.
No.
Tom Schwartz openly told Katie to go do it.
To basically go do it. Yes.
Okay, so Shinna gets up to leave, and she says, I'm better than this, and I'm better than you. And I was like,
boom.
Yes.
Shinna, got him.
Got him. Because
hold your head up high and walk away. Yeah.
Yeah. And now Shay comes out, because Shay, I think, sees that his girlfriend is being piled up on.
Yeah, a lot of the guys, walked out with Peter, and I think they were like, what the fuck is going on?
And I think the other thing is, again, Katie and Kristen's main point is, Sheena's in a relationship and she gave Peter a lap dance. So now Shay's here to be like, it's fine.
This argument isn't valid. I don't care. Stop yelling at her. It was all in good fun.
He says, are you guys serious? This is ridiculous. And Katie starts yelling at Shay that they're not going to have the same conversation because he can't conjugate any verbiage. And she's like, I don't even know what that means.
She's like, I can't have a conversation with you. You are off the rails.
The exact quote is, what does that even mean? Sweet Shay.
I love that. I can't talk to you because you can't even, what'd she say, conjugate verbiage?
Conjugate any kind of verbiage.
There's your new drunk quote.
So along then we have Stassi.
Along with I love you more than vodka.
So fun.
You can follow it up with.
God, I love you more. Or I fucking love, I got your name tattooed on my arm. I fucking love you for God's sakes. I love it. Stassi can't get involved. She's just watching. Christina Kelly looks absolutely horrified. She's trying to get out of this booth so bad. She's like in the middle.
She was trapped by Shinna, so she couldn't leave.
You just see her like, I'm embarrassed to be friends with anyone at this table. I couldn't call my boyfriend
she's
and
like,
go home.
Yeah.
That's
can
her
I
exact
just leave?
So Katie's wasted. Tequila Katie is out and about, and she's trying to draw some blood. Touché. She calls Shinna garbage and a sad soul who is desperate for something. And Shay's basically like, you bitches are crazy.
Like I'm going to walk away too. Yeah.
Then we get a shot of the club inside where Shinna is wiping her tears. And I don't necessarily think she's sad it happened. I think she's sad because she was attacked, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And it was
more like
stress. It was,
yeah,
you know,
I think it's
really
like, what the fuck? Like everybody was silent. I think it's like the scenario, not truly what was said. I think it's just like the mean girl aspect of it.
Yeah. And Tom Schwartz is there to comfort her. He apologizes on behalf of all of them. He gives Shinna a hug and says that they don't mean it.
No, that was so sweet of Schwartz.
I know. But Sheena's like, I hate to tell you, but they do mean it because you speak the truth when you're drunk.
Yep. It is
and
true.
I think this hit Tom Schwartz pretty hard. Because now we go back outside. Katie is still yelling at Shay. Tells him to grow a pair of balls because Sheena's the one that wears the pants in the relationship. And Shay's basically like, this isn't worth my time. If it's not worth Sheena's time, I'm going to leave. He goes inside to get Shinna. They're going to go. Shay's done. Katie just ruined Peter's birthday party. Damn it, Katie. How fucking dare your ass. Katie keeps going, though. Even after they left, Katie is still talking shit.
She is still going on.
Oh, my God. And Stassi just, again,
silence.
Fucking horrified. Sheena and Shay discuss it. Because they go outside to call a cab. They're basically like, these girls super suck. And we're sad about
it. Yeah, well,
they're not.
I love that they're like, they're saying all this shit, but they're the people who suck. Like you're just screaming at me for no reason. I don't need this.
I like that Shay says, like, tells Shinna that they called her a sad soul. And he goes, but really, like, she's the sad one. And I was like,
yeah, ooh. Yeah. She was like, everything, all the like disses they're giving to me are basically like just describing themselves.
Got him.
Oh.
So now Tom's pissed. He's seeing the other side. He probably knows Tequila Katie very well. So he goes outside because he's pissed now. He heard what Katie said about Sheena, and Katie cannot believe that Tom Schwartz is sticking, her exact words is, my own boyfriend is sticking up for the whore in there. I was really drunk saying that.
I'm so happy Schwartz actually said something to Katie because she was so out of line.
Yeah, basically this conversation is, Tom says that the lap dance was playful and harmless. My God.
Let it go. Kind of
sober. Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie starts crying, but then stops. And I loved that. She's like, what is he talking about? I'm going to fight kind of eyes. And then Tom says that she's out of line. And then you have Katie who like snaps back to, I'm going to draw some blood. Yep. I'm not out of line. Kristen then starts yelling at Tom.
Yes. And then of course they're attacking him now.
I think they turned Kristen's mic down because I couldn't hear her as well. So I think the producers just edited her out. Yeah. Katie tells Tom to go inside and get a lap dance from Sheena. And Tom says, watch it. You're on a slippery slope.
Yep. Yep. They just wanted to rage at people. Oh, it didn't matter who was standing at that table.
Everyone else was just trying to rage for Peter's party, but those girls were trying to rage at someone.
Yes. Everybody was trying to have a raging good time, and they wanted to rage at people.
Okay, so we're going to take a break from the drama, and we're going to go to therapy, because God knows after that night.
We're going to cleanse our soul now.
Really, Katie should be in therapy, but we have Jax, which
yes.
Second best.
I mean,
it's the same therapist. Oh, does he ever? Same therapist. He likes to vent to someone who doesn't know him. So there's no reason to lie. Why are you going to lie to a therapist? And he's on an honesty kick. He's ready to tell the truth. Let's do it.
Yep.
The therapist asks for Stassi's version of why they broke up, right? Because he says like, oh, I lied last year. And she's like, well, what would Stassi say?
Yeah. What would she say about why they broke up?
And that throws him off a little. He's like, oh, I thought we were going to talk about me. But he does say that it's because he can't be faithful.
Because he's a liar and a cheater.
Yeah. And he loves sex. He thinks he's a sex addict. All he can think about is sex. The next time he's going to have sex, the last time he had sex, it's always on his mind. He sounds like the grass is greener type of guy, you know?
He's
in a relationship with an awesome girl who he loves so much.
But then, like, look at this coming
girl
in.
Girl number two walks by and he's got to go find out. And the therapist says that, you know, he could be a sex addict. Is he willing to work on it? Is he willing to change? Because that's how therapy works. You're willing to grow and change. He doesn't know because he slept with 300 women and his life's going pretty well. That's a lot of girls.
It is. But he is a little older, I'll say. Like, I guess it's not crazy.
Meredith, by the time I'm 33, I'm not going to have anywhere close to 300
men. No, I agree. I'm just saying I'm not too shocked this coming out of Jax's
mouth. You know what this reminded me of, though? On Love Island UK, they sometimes play a game where you guess how many people the person you're partnered up with slept with. And they're always like, oh, like 476. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, that's 22 years old.
That's what I'm saying. At least he is 33.
Yeah, okay. So he's better than the dudes on Love Island.
But still, that's a lot of women a year. That's like...
Mm-hmm. Say he started when he was 15. That's a lot. So he has 20 18, years.
Yeah. He basically had like 18 years. So hold on, let me do the math. 300 divided by 18... That's only 16 a year.
Oh, that's actually not bad. But also, it sounds like he's been in a few relationships.
Yes.
Like,
but still.
So he dated Stassi. Not to spoil anything, because this never comes back up. But they have a friend named Rachel that, like, sometimes shows up in this group. And he dated Rachel for a while, too. So he's
well, yeah, think about that
somewhere.
Well, I guess in a way I was about to say, I mean, take out the 2 years he was with Stassi, but like he obviously cheated on her. So probably wasn't the first time.
16 a year isn't as bad. That's like less than one a week. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because there's 52 weeks in a year. I would say it's about 20 a year, actually.
I really hope he does get STD tested, though.
Like every month.
Yeah. Every time he has sexual relations with someone new. Poor Stassi. I hope she got tested. Ugh.
Yikes.
Okay. So he doesn't do it like three times a night with different girls. So it's like not a total problem.
Yes.
But the therapist says that they're still going to try and actively change it. And Jax has to be on board. It's not going to work. And she has a book, some books for him to read. Jax doesn't like reading, but he does love The Great Gatsby. He read
the
that.
The movie, though. No, yeah, he didn't read it. Just oh, he watched the movie and thought about the book, but never read the book.
Oh, even better. That's better than what I heard.
I think he's like basically awesome. Trying to hint around it. Is there a movie version I can watch of this book?
All I thought was this lady better give him some picture books because this dude's not about to read anything.
The way she was like, no, I have like two you would probably do. One's like a very easy read. He was like, yeah, but I'm not sure.
I'm just going to Google sex addict. Overcoming sex addiction.
Read a quick blurb YouTube. And then I'll be done. She keeps saying YouTube. Like, if you want to change, you're going to have to spend some time and do it. Like you need to not date. It seems like you date as a distraction. Like how about you just spend some time alone? And I think he's checked out. He's like this isn't going to work for me.
She's saying all this. And in his head, he's like, do I really have to read? Do you think she's going to make me read for therapy? Should I quit therapy?
Do you think he's probably like, I think 50 pages is too much in this book.
God, and I have homework. Like, yeah. I didn't even go to college. Okay.
Do I remember how to read?
So Jax, will he read? Will he change? We'll see.
TBD.
We'll find out. So now we go to Christina Kelly's yard sale the next morning. Stassi and Kristen are there. We all have raging hangovers, but Christina Kelly's holding a yard sale and we're going to, you know, donate some stuff. This is what we're doing.
Yep. Everybody brings like a bag. It's great. Yeah.
So I guess after the cameras left, Katie became an even bigger nightmare.
Yes.
Praise Christina Kelly, who didn't have to be there for it. She must have called her boyfriend. It seemed like Christina
Kelly left. So did
the
cameras.
As soon as she got out of the booth, she dipped. She had Sheena and Shaper ride home.
If we thought that was bad with Sheena and Shay, it went downhill real quick.
Yeah, they went to a restaurant and Katie threw water at Stassi and Kristen's faces. She said the meanest things ever to them. She called them stupid bitches. And Katie said that Jax and Kristen had sex in January.
And she also said Tom and Ariana hooked up.
Yes. Why didn't I write that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this morning, she texted Tom Sandoval and said, I know all about you and Ariana. Because Jax told her. So this girl is still drunk the next morning.
It's like, okay, so all these rumors were in Katie's head and Katie just unleashed them all.
Yeah. Night before, she probably didn't even go to bed. So night before she tells them about Jax and Kristen. And then the next morning, she's like, you know what else I'm going to fucking do? I know about Tom and Ariana.
Yep.
And I'm sure Tom was in bed and he's like, shit, I got to show Kristen because this girl's nuts.
Yeah. Like what happened last night?
Where was Tom Sandoval?
I think he was there, but I don't think he was part of the drama. Tom likes to stay out of this shit.
He was with Peter.
Yeah, he was being a good friend.
Peter and Tina.
He was giving Peter a lap dance since all the girls left.
So now we're back at the yard sale. Stassi says the thing about Kristen Jax, and she says she can see Jax doing it, but it's Kristen that, you know, makes her hesitant to believe. Because if Katie had said, like, Jack slept with, like, Sheena, Tina, Danny, I'm sure Stassi would have been like, yes, I get it.
Yes. But Kristen gets very defensive and says it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, she's shocked Stassi even, like, is giving this any thought.
But the thing is, she doesn't get mad defensive. She's just like, oh my God, Stassi.
This is ridiculous. That's
disgusting. I can't believe you're even entertaining.
He's like my brother.
Ugh, yeah. This is gross. So then Kristen says that she gets that there's trust issues with the Stassi thing. But this is like fucking disgusting.
Yeah, of course.
And then Katie walks up. Katie looks... I don't know what's up with her hair, the outfit she's
wearing. That's what her hair was last night. I was shocked her hair wasn't more disheveled. It seems like she never went to bed.
This girl looked a mess.
But she walks up, doesn't really address any of the problems they were just spewing. And she just says, I just don't really remember a lot. Like, I remember little tidbits from last night. She has no clue what happened.
The only one who says hi when she walks up is Christina.
But she says, like, I don't know what happened last night. I really don't remember everything. Like, I don't think she walked up knowing that they were pissed at her.
Yeah, no, she didn't. And then Stassi brings up the Kristen and Jax rumor, and Katie apologizes because that's a bad rumor to repeat. She shouldn't have given it any thought. She heard the rumor a couple of months ago and never spoke or thought about it until now. And Kristen's super annoyed because that rumor is, like, about her. And she's like, what the fuck, Katie? Why didn't you just, like, talk to me about it? Don't make up lies if you have issues with me. And Katie, I guess, also threw Kristen's keys into the neighbor's bush. One made me laugh. That was awesome.
I was like, all right, this is, I get this.
Kristen's like, you're going to make up a fucking rumor that I slept with my best friend's boyfriend and you threw my
keys in the bushes. Like, fuck you. Katie, you know, it was like kind of pathetic throw where she meant to like throw him far, but she couldn't like really.
It just really like was at the edge of the bush and Kristen just like reached down and picked it up and was like, all right, I'm done. Yeah. How did Katie get a hold of these keys, you guys? That's the real question. Is Katie driving? What? No, probably not. Katie probably stole them. So then Katie starts crying. I hate myself more than you hate me, more than you hate me. More than you will eventually hate me. I hate myself. I don't know what you want from me, you guys. And walks off. Dramatic.
I get this moment. I've had many of these reckonings where you're like, I hate myself. I'm so sorry for my behavior last night.
My ass is like, you know what? You guys probably deserved it. Sorry.
I'm always just like, fuck, why am I such a shitty person? I'm sorry. I love the apology tours the next day people have to go on. I love this.
So Katie walks off no one tries to stop her.
No one follows her.
We have the small call from Christina Kelling going, Katie, don't leave. You know, like, whatever. I'm not involved.
I love the more than you will eventually hate me part to Christina Kelly. Because obviously Christina Kelly doesn't hit her right now. But it's like, I know I'll do something and you will hate me. So I'm going to preemptively apologize.
Yeah. Followed by the, and then Christina's like, well, I don't hate Katie. So I have to do something. Katie, don't leave.
It's like where you're like lazy and you're like, don't leave. Oh, Katie, come back.
Oh, no, she left.
I'm not going to follow you, but.
She left. Anyone want some iced tea?
Yeah, it's like, I'm not gonna follow you, but like, don't go.
I also love that there's like an older couple walking past at this time, and Katie like monologues and storms off, like, in tears, and they were like, what the fuck, hi.
They're like, what is happening here with these clothes outside? Let's not go to
the yard sale, Bob. Yeah. Let's pass it up. Stassi says, though, if this rumor is true, the Kristen and Jax one, all of their lives, relationships are gonna change. And she will kill Kristen.
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked how much weight Stassi's already putting into it. But if you think about last season, when the Jax other rumor came out, she believed it so hardcore that I think Stassi just like sits on these rumors and tries to weigh if she like what percentage she believes them. I think that's where she's at right now. She's like, I can't say this didn't happen.
I think for Stassi, it's very like Jax would do this.
Yeah.
But would Kristen kind of thing. Yeah. But Kristen and Jax are friends. We have seen it. So I think now Stassi's like, I gotta figure it out. Would Kristen put my relationship with her in jeopardy for Jax's dick, basically?
I think there's a lot of doubt in her mind with Kristen.
Obviously, we know how far this rumor goes. We know what happens. But after watching this, do you believe that this rumor could potentially be true? Because I watching it, I don't think it's true.
The way Kristen reacted, I think if she did it, she would have been more defensive. Like,
yes,
of course I wouldn't do that. You know, like, yeah. she denied it, was defensive and was like, are you joking? Why would I do that? Like, ew.
But it wasn't like that. That would be like
a guilty defensive. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be how I would be like, why would you fucking think that? But like, if I was guilty, that's like my brother. I'd be like,
of course not. Believe. Are you joking? You would get angry that they even doubted you if you were guilty. And when
Katie showed up, I would have been like, fuck you, Katie.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me? Instead, Kristen was like, you threw my keys in a bush.
Yeah. Yeah, she was very calm. I think I believe Kristen, but I wonder if maybe this rumor got started in somebody else, not Kristen.
Do you think it has to do with the Tom? Because she also said Tom and Ariana hooked up, which we haven't heard.
Yeah, that's true.
Any drama?
Do you believe that? Because that's been the like big rumor.
I don't want to because Tom and Ariana have both denied it.
Yeah, but is this like a new version of the rumor?
I don't know. Why would Katie say it? Later on happen?
Like after Pride.
The other thing, even with the Jackson Kristen rumor, why would Katie say it? Where is this coming from? Who's doing this?
Yeah,
you know. Ugh. I don't know. So next time on Vanderpump, or do you have something else?
Nope. I was just thinking about all the rumors.
Next time, Stassi tells Lisa about the Kristen and Jax rumor, and Lisa asks if she thinks it's true. Lisa is hiring a secret diner to go to the restaurant, and the secret diner is not happy about what she finds. The gang goes to brunch, where Stassi asks Jax about the rumor. Christina Kelly thinks this rumor is true. She thinks Kristen and Jax hooked up. Kristen is still denying this rumor and tells Stassi to get over it. And Stassi, to prove it to herself, wants to see Kristen's phone and text Jax as Kristen.
I like that idea.
I do too. I think this is where I was like, why does Christina Kelly think it's true? And part of me thinks Christina Kelly doesn't like Kristen. Yeah, but Christina Kelly
hates Kristen. Yeah.
She doesn't like Kristen.
She really hates Jax, but I think she'll hang out with Kristen and Katie, but I don't think she like likes them. She has zero loyalty to them.
Yeah. So, and I think she genuinely is looking out for Stassi as a number one. So she's the first one to say like, Kristen's a bad friend.
I agree. I think Christina Kelly has like a lot of doubt in Kristen. More than Stassi does. That's why she believes it.
Yes. Plus, if I'm Christina Kelly, if my friend came up to me and told me that their friend potentially hooked up with their boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't like this friend, I'd be like, well, yeah, they kind of suck as a person, so maybe. I love Christina Kelly.
I do too.
So let's get into accepted and blocked. Man, I know who I'm blocking. Okay, wait. For those of you who don't know, accepted and blocked is the thing we do at the end where we pick basically our favorite and least favorite characters. Accepted is more along like who would we accept onto our timeline? Who would we want to see what's happening in their life for the after this episode? Who are we interested in? Who did we love? And blocked is like who could we get rid of and never see again until next episode.
Who do we hate? Who do we love? Who do we hate?
Okay, I have my blocked ready.
Same. I think we both do. Are we blocking
the same person?
Yes.
Is it Tequila Katie?
It is Tequila Katie. You better write it like
Tequila
that, too.
Tequila Katie.
The obviously. Tequila Katie. She just... Listen, I get an angry rage, but it went on.
It went on. It got mean.
It went to then, so many people.
Went on to Tom Schwartz.
She was raging at just the girls about Sheena first. Then it was raging at Sheena. So Stassi was so scared she wouldn't even step in because she didn't want to be raged at.
Christina
then
Shay, Kelly called the police. She was so upset.
Then it was Shay. Then Peter. Then Schwartz. Then Kristen and Kate, or Stassi and Kristen. And the poor Keys.
Poor Keys. And the next morning, she didn't even really apologize. She just started crying and almost playing the victim. And it was very telling that the only one that said hi was Christina Kelly. So things must have gotten bad. And the only one who even like half cared was Christina about her leaving.
Well, yeah, because she came up and was like, I don't really remember anything. And then it's like, here's the 47 things you did last night. And then she was like, I hate myself too. And just like stomps off. You got to bite that bullet, have that conversation, get it over with.
Apologizing.
Yeah. Bow down, apologize.
Her hair, her hairstyle, not just her color. We'll hold on from her color. Her hairstyle sucks. So dumb.
The three buns.
Oh, it was awful. Don't wear your hair like that ever.
I am shocked though that it was still in place the next morning.
My boyfriend is sticking up for the whore in there. Hater. Okay. I have a few people I maybe want to accept.
I had two listed.
Okay. I have four people.
You have four people?
I have four potentials that I could like see going really like a reason that I want to hang out with. Yes. Okay,
so you have to pick one.
Okay, I'm gonna say I could like really opt out and do Peter because it was his birthday, but I
that's
think
one of mine.
Kind of that route.
Okay, we'll give an honorary stamp Peter, to Peter. Yeah, yeah. Honorary stamp to Peter. It was his birthday and he was lit.
Yeah, and I'm sorry he had to be yelled at, and I'm sorry that the girls ruined his birthday party, but I'm really glad he got a lap dance and free drinks from Lisa Vanderpump, and yep. I hope he got laid. Okay, now I have three people. Can you go first so I won't pick the same person you do?
Yes, I am accepting Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh my God, those weren't any of my three. You're the one that pussies out. You're the one.
No, I'm not.
Lisa showed up and she like bought everyone drinks.
No, she had a whole conversation with Jax and put him in his place.
Oh,
and
you're right.
Had the whole conversation about going to therapy. I love that she makes Peter's birthday so special and actually cares about him. And I forget who talked about it, but or if Sheena, when Lisa walks in the room, all the attention is on her. She looked fabulous at that party. I literally, she has the best butt is all I'm going to say. She looked fabulous in that dress she was wearing. And I love that she just like throws her money and loves to be like the sugar mama to these kids. It was so fun when she walked in.
Oh, she is great, but okay.
And she kind of started some drama. I like it.
Well,
it's her fault Sheena did the lap dance.
My decision is not any easier. I have three people, and I don't know which one that I want to accept. I think I'm going to accept someone. Okay, I'm going to do this because I don't know another episode that I might accept him. And I think he handled himself very well. I'm going to accept Shay.
Oh, interesting.
Because, so my other two were Sheena and Tom Schwartz.
Nobody else like really was big enough. And like there were a lot of like great people or good people.
Yeah.
But it was shining star.
Sheena held herself really strongly. She made up with Sassy and there was all that. Tom Schwartz, I thought, stuck up for his girlfriend and comforted Sheena, or stuck up for Sheena and comforted
his
girlfriend.
I just think Sheena is desperate, so I can't accept her.
I'm going to go with Shay because I think he handled himself really well against Katie. I love to see him stepping in for Sheena and helping her and defending her because the issue was Sheena is in a relationship.
Yeah, he backed
and her up. I loved Shay's security in his relationship where his girlfriend can give a lap dance and he
to their
still,
friend.
He like
yep.
cheers it on. I love it. I think that they're a strong couple and I really enjoy watching them.
You're right. Shay's a good one.
I am excited to see this future of Shay and Sheena.
He is a good boyfriend, and it seems like he gets along with everybody.
Yeah, like he was there having fun. Like these aren't his group of friends. It seems like he tries to stay out of the drama, but he's not going to stand for his girlfriend getting yelled at about something that has to do with him. He knows when it's time to leave. Him and Sheena are both on the same page where they're like, we can live a happy life without these people.
Yes. He doesn't like egg her on to like get upset. They like talked it out and she was really calm. Like I think he's a very calming presence with her. Like she was clearly upset, but he wasn't like firing her up. They were like leaving and it's like, you know what? We're fine. Let's go. Like we're great people. I love you. Let's go. Screw that.
I loved it. Gas it up. Shay. Love him. Oh, okay. I think that's our episode.
That's it.
I don't think we forgot anything. Join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/vanderpasta, and follow us on Instagram.
Facebook. Oh, you already said Facebook. Never mind.
Yeah, Instagram at vanderpasta. Thanks for listening. This is fun. I am excited for the rest of season two.
I'm excited for this post show because of stuff happening in our Facebook group. So
join us on the post show. Oh my God, I have so much to say.
Bye, guys.